Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood. Solving today's parenting dilemmas, one question at a time. Today's question comes from Angie. Angie is a great participant in our What Fresh Hell podcast group. So if you're not a member, come to facebook.com/WhatFreshHellCast and you can join us there because there's a lot of interesting stuff going on. Angie says, how do you get your kids to care about something you feel is important, like hygiene, punctuality, etc., when they just don't see it? Angie, I know the answer to this one. I'll start with the bad news. The bad news is you can't. You cannot actually get your children, your neighbors, your spouse, your co-moms to care about anything they don't care about. It is impossible and you should stop trying. But now, of course, we pivot to the good news, which is they don't have to care about these things. They have to behave in a certain way in order to be a member of your household. So let's start with hygiene. I have a tween, and his interest in hygiene is, I would say, zero, maybe negative 20. He doesn't care about it at all. But the rule in our house is that you have to clean yourself every other day. And so this kid still likes baths. So sometimes he likes to take a bath at night to relax. That's fine. He knows he has to wash his hair separately from taking a bath. So that basically involves, I won't go into the whole detail. I'm sure you know how baths work, but he has to wash his hair and use a clean cup so that he's not just washing his hair in the dirty bath water. Otherwise, he has to take a shower. He has to use soap, as we have instructed him, to get all the parts clean and wash his hair. And then when he gets out of the shower, he has to put on deodorant. It is a simple expectation that we have set up. And whether or not he is interested in doing it, not interesting to me. I think eventually young men and women get more interested in their personal hygiene when peer pressure kind of kicks in and they don't want to smell bad at school, or they don't want to have, you know, greasy hair when they go somewhere. That will kick in eventually, but you're not really interested in that part of the equation. Punctuality is a hard one because you have to back it up several steps. What I mean is, if you have to be somewhere at, let's say you have to be at school at 8 o'clock, that process has to start a full hour earlier. So if you start lecturing about the importance of punctuality at 7:45, you are on the wrong path. Punctuality is another practice. It's another behavior that you are just supporting and putting in place, whether or not your kids care about being on time. None of my kids particularly care about being on time for school, but we have put a system in place where there's no screens in the morning. We have, with one of my kids, set up a time that is listed on the back of his door. So he knows 7 o'clock, the alarm goes off. He needs to be dressed by 7:25. He needs to be downstairs and eating breakfast by 7:30. And he needs to walk out the door at 7:50. And those are pretty tight times, but he was cranky enough about it that that's how we decided to set it up. He still doesn't really care about punctuality, but with those supports in place, he is getting places that he needs. And that is what I care about. I care about behavior. I don't care at all about motivation. And so I think a lot of the fights around this, there's a movie with Jennifer Aniston and the tall actor, Vince something, the guy, I don't remember the name of the movie. They're like exes in the movie. And at some point she sits him down and she's like, I don't want you to do the dishes. I want you to want to do the dishes. And this is the example of the wrong path. I don't care whether or not my husband wants to do the dishes. I care about whether or not he does the dishes. And so if you're on the side of the equation that is, I'm going to make you see why this is important, there's a lot of unhappiness down that road and I would just skip it. You can underscore like, hey, being punctual is important because it shows respect to people. Having good hygiene is important because it shows people that you care about those things. You can underscore those things, but I just would not get lost in that dialogue. I would only go after behavior. I would only put in supports that helps behavior become action. And if necessary, I would apply consequences to bad behavior. And that is where I would stick on all of these issues. Angie, thanks for being such a great fan of the What Fresh Hell podcast. I hope that helps. And for the rest of you, if you have questions, you can come leave them on our Facebook group, which you can find at facebook.com/WhatFreshHellcast. Or you can send them to questions@WhatFreshHellPodcast.com and you may hear your question answered by myself or Amy on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Bree.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Bree, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model. So that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun. So check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.